Well, that didn't work.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It was called Plan B, a way to avoid some of the tax increases that are part of the fiscal cliff without putting together a broad bipartisan deal before the new year. The White House had always planned to veto it, as Press Secretary Jay Carney told us before the vote.
The Republicans in the House have decided to run down an alley that has no exit.
The thing is, Republicans didn't even get very far down the alley. In a big Washington surprise, Plan B failed last night after House Speaker John Boehner could not muster the support in his own party to pass it. He sent Congress home for Christmas and said in a statement that it's now up to the Senate to work with the president to avoid the fiscal cliff. Now, my guess is this will not be the last twist or turn in this story before the end of the year, but still, stock markets around the world are not pleased. They are lower in global trading this morning, down 1% in Tokyo, down 1% also in London right now. Frankfurt, same deal, 0.5% lower in Paris. U.S. futures looking much lower as well this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, though, the Dow did add 59 points to close at 13,311. Well, there is another end-of-year deadline that could cause some economic trouble. The Longshoremen's Union is in heated contract negotiations with 14 ports along the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. And if an agreement is not reached by December 30th, there could be a big port strike. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
At issue are the bonuses longshoremen get based on the amount of cargo they unload. U.S. port operators want to cap those bonuses, which often top $10,000 a year.
We are looking at a shipping cliff if they don't settle.
Harley Shaken is a labor economist at UC Berkeley. He says nearly half of the cargo shipped to and from the U.S. goes through these ports.
So it has a much wider set of economic implications. You're talking about a lot of stores without things to sell and a lot of factories that aren't able to export.
But unions are under pressure not to give too much these days, says Gary Chason, professor of labor relations at Clark University.
The union movement has just done well in an election, but in hard times as we're facing now, the union still has to prove that it's an effective representative.
Just weeks ago, striking clerks shut down ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach for 8 days. Berkeley's Harley Shaken says their union managed to wrangle a favorable deal. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
The older brother of convicted Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is now himself a convicted Ponzi schemer. Peter Madoff was the top compliance officer at his brother's investment company, which turned out, of course, to be a fraud. Investors lost billions of dollars. Peter Madoff got a lighter sentence yesterday because he pled guilty. He'll go to prison for 10 years.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Greece is heading into its sixth straight year of recession. The economy is set to shrink another 4% in 2013, and unemployment there is 26%. Now, sometimes those numbers are hard to wrap your head around, which brings us to one example of the tough economy in Greece that is easy to understand. Two soccer teams are so cash-strapped, they are turning to some unusual sponsors to make ends meet. Joining us with the details is the BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
So one of the soccer teams is going to be sponsored by a brothel?
Yes, exactly. In tough times, who else to turn to but Villa Erotica? This is the brothel in Larissa, a central Greek city here. And when the local amateur football team there fell on hard times, they were short of any sponsorship. And so the local madam, Sula Alavridou, stepped in. She runs the Villa Erotica, and she gave the team a few thousand euros in return for them wearing bright pink football tops now with Villa Erotica emblazoned on the back. So the team has a colourful new backer. The reaction in the city is not all so positive. The local football union has banned the team from wearing these bright pink brothel logo tops in the professional matches, although they are still allowed Villa Erotica just in the corner of the tops.
And Mark, this team is not the only one with an unusual sponsor. I read there's another one that's got a funeral parlor behind them.
Yeah, in the next door town, in fact, in Tricolor, it is an undertaker who has given his local football team a new lease of life. The team now have to wear not pink, but black, and emblazoned on the center of their football shirts is not the logo of a brothel, but a big purple cross. Now, the local union is quite opposed to that. They say it's blasphemous. So you have players trying to cover up the cross with bits of black masking tape, which invariably peel off during the game. So it's all slightly strange. One of the players for the team is Haris Bakoyanis, and he told me that he's not ashamed of the new sponsor. In fact, he says he's proud of being sponsored by the new funeral parlour.
The most important is that our opponents have fear of us because of the cross. Actually, I like it. And we are famous now, I suppose.
So they're happy that I guess the opposing team would be scared of them. Mark, I mean, I guess the upside of all of this is that these teams get to continue to play even at a time of steep cuts.
Yeah, the upside for the teams is that they continue to play. The upside for the businesses is that they get a little bit more custom for the undertaker and the madam, indeed. I think all of this shows just how desperate Greek sport is now. Funding has been slashed at an amateur and national level. And remember, this is a country that just 8 years ago hosted the Olympics and were crowned football champions of Europe. And now just look how far the country has fallen, that they're having to turn to desperate measures to survive.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens for us. Thanks, Mark.
Pleasure.
And finally to Canada, where somebody brought a reindeer to the offices of the Toronto Star newspaper to spread a little Christmas cheer. And the problem is that's not all it spread. According to tweets from a number of staffers, Ivy the reindeer left a few presents on her visit, including one in the editor-in-chief's office. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.